Do you ever feel guilty when you take some time to just rest? Hi, this is Tony Agnese. That somehow society has convinced you that rest is an indulgence that you simply can't afford. In this go-go society of never-ending to-do lists, late-night text messages from work, and trying to make partner, we're obsessed with the feeling that I should be doing something. Add to that stress the expectations of a new job, a new house, a new baby who wakes every night at 4 a.m., and we just can't find the time to give ourselves a break. The truth is, rest is important. Scientific studies have proven that getting the proper amount of rest and relaxation has valuable health benefits. Rest protects our heart, lowers our risk of stroke, boosts our memory, improves our decision-making. Rest helps prevent colds. It reduces acne. It helps keep us slim, and it even helps fight breast cancer. So why do we feel guilty when we take a break? Why do we feel that we've got to be busy all the time? The Bible often speaks of rest. At least 72 times the Bible tells us of the importance of rest. Even God rested on the seventh day. I remember fondly the Sundays of my youth. Our day began at Mass and then spending the day with family. Mom, Dad, aunts, uncles, Grandma and Grandpa, all the kids. We just spent time not doing anything. We enjoyed each other's company and entered into the Sabbath rest. It was easy then. Businesses were closed on Sunday. There was no mall, no Sunday liquor sales, and no after-hour messages from work. Just relaxation. But all that has changed now. Stores are open, people are working, business emails are still flowing, and people are still glued to their smartphones for fear they might miss an important text message. So let me share some good news with you. It doesn't have to be that way. That's right. You have the power to decide to disconnect and enter into that sweet rest. All of those challenges, emails, text messages, will still be there tomorrow. Here are a few ideas on how to make rest and relaxation part of your life. Number one, take a break. Studies have shown that taking a 15-minute break after every hour of work actually increases our productivity. In my own experience, I like to work hard on a task for an hour and then take a break. I'll walk around, grab a bottle of water, step outside, breathe some fresh air, or have a brief conversation with an associate, and then return to my office refreshed and ready to tackle the next task. Number two, make some time for downtime. When you're making out that to-do list, make sure you schedule some downtime. That's right, it's just as important as anything else on your list. Walk to lunch, take a jog, pray, meditate, take a nap, and remember, schedule it. Number three, make rest part of your routine. Find something at the beginning and end of each day to help you relax. For me, praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy in my car on the way to work makes for a more mindful day. Shutting off my smartphone, computer, television, and other devices an hour before bedtime also helps the process of relaxation. Number four, get at least 7 hours of sleep. It's difficult when you wake up with little ones twice during the night, but taking turns allows us to get at least one of you some extra sleep. For the rest of us, going to bed at an earlier hour might be the answer. Just record that 10 p.m. TV program and watch it tomorrow, and you'll get a little extra sleep time. And number five, make Sunday a true day of rest. Now, you probably can't do it every Sunday, but I promise you that if you try it, you'll crave it every week. Start with going to church as a family. Then, for the rest of the day, just enjoy something together, a fun thing together. Watch a movie, go to a ball game, visit the zoo, visit an amusement park, play board games, but do it as a family. Well, why not give a few of these suggestions a try or come up with your own list? As for me, it's time for a nap. This is Tony Agnese.